This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Bank Centre for Astrophysics. For more information, see jodcast.net.
Okay, we're joined by Steve Ahrens, who's the UK International Year of Astronomy 2009 coordinator. Hi, Steve. Welcome to the Jodcast.
Hi, Stuart. Thank you.
And you've been, well, I guess you've been extremely busy this year with a million and one things for the IYA.
Absolutely, I have. It's been a fantastic year, and hopefully many of your listeners have been able to take part in a Year of Astronomy event.
Now, early on in the year, there was the 100 Hours of Astronomy, and in the UK, we had the Spring Moonwatch, and we're coming up to a second round of Moonwatch. Can you tell us a bit about it?
That's right. As you said, back in spring this year, we had the 100 Hours of Astronomy Global Cornerstone Project, which coincided with our Spring Moonwatch event here in the UK. The reason we decided to do the Spring Moonwatch was that we didn't think 100 hours guaranteed us clear weather in the UK. So we decided to extend it to 9 days in spring and to replicate it in October. And that's coming up as Autumn Moonwatch. And because of the success of 100 Hours and Spring Moonwatch, the Global Steering Group decided that they would also run another cornerstone project called Galilean Nights, which is running from the 22nd to the 24th of October, kind of preceding our Autumn Moonwatch, which runs from the 24th of October to the 1st of November.
Right. And what sort of things are going to be happening during Galilean Nights, and particularly in the UK for Autumn Moonwatch?
Well, we're encouraging all the amateur societies, all the university outreach departments, planetariums and observatories to get outside, get somewhere in a public square, out in the street, out in a park, take telescopes, do some observing to allow people to look through a telescope for the first time. And we're hoping that there will be literally hundreds of events happening in the UK during Autumn Moonwatch, and similarly hundreds of events happening worldwide. We already have close to 200 events registered for Autumn Moonwatch, and more are coming in every day. So we're hoping it'll be a real opportunity for anyone who wants to look through a telescope to do so.
And are they registered on your website?
They absolutely are. If you visit astronomy2009.co.uk and click on Find Your Local Events, you can search by postcode, you can search a radius of 25 miles up to 500 miles, you can set a date range, and that'll show you every event that's happening, not just the Autumn Moonwatch events, of course, but events throughout the rest of the year.
Yep. And is it easy for people to add their own events to that list?
It certainly is. They can email me. My contact details are on the website. They can download a registration document from the resources section of that website. And as soon as that gets to me, I can upload their event within a matter of minutes to our website very easily.
And as another aspect of Moonwatch is making use of Twitter. Can you tell us a bit about that as well?
That's right. We've been doing quite a few fairly innovative Twitter events over the course of the International Year of Astronomy. And I think it's fair to say that the UK are leading the way in Twitter and the new media in astronomy. And to date, we have run two events, one of which was kind of an impromptu Moonwatch back in May 2009. We, along with Newbury Astronomical Society, just decided one night that we would start live tweeting images of the moon, the planet Saturn, and various other objects that were up in the sky. And in addition to that, we also ran a Twitter Meteor Watch to coincide with the Perseid meteor shower in August, which was incredibly successful. We had 10,000 people taking part over two nights of Twitter Meteor Watch. We had massive publicity in virtually all the TV channels and news, print media. So we decided we'd continue that success. We're running a Twitter Moonwatch event on the Monday and Tuesday of Autumn Moonwatch. That's the 26th and 27th of October. If anyone's interested in taking part, they can follow at Astronomy2009 UK or at Newbury AS on Twitter, and we'll be tweeting live images of the moon. If you'd rather just have a do a search on Twitter, you can search the hashtag #Moonwatch close to the time, and you'll find all the images there too.
And I must say, the Meteor Watch was great fun watching that in real time as people were posting their pictures of Perseids and just general pictures of them observing and things like that.
It was incredible, and the thing that was most satisfying about the whole thing was the fact that the vast majority of people who were taking part weren't really astronomers. They hadn't really much of an interest before that in observing. They had just heard about it through the media, they'd heard about it through Twitter, and we had people who genuinely had seen their very first shooting star, and that was a real proud moment for all of us.
And I guess this, because it's on Twitter, it spreads outside of the UK as well.
It does. We were assisted by Kansas Astronomical Society, who helped us keep the Twitter Meteor Watch going. As the sun came up in the UK, of course, it was dark in the US. So it definitely was a global event, and we're working with the Kansas Astronomical Society again to make sure that both of our, all our Twitter events coming up in the future are global in scope. And out of the 10,000 people taking part, I'm pretty certain there are many people outside the UK from all around the world.
Well, it sounds good fun, and we should advise people if they want to register an event to go to astronomy2009.co.uk. If you don't have your own telescope, find an event that's near to you and go along and have a look at the moons of Jupiter or our moon or other objects that people can show you.
That's right, and it's important to say that the dates for Autumn Moon Watch were chosen so that the moon is at a good phase, the planet Jupiter is up, although quite low on the horizon, and there are plenty of other good deep sky objects to look at too.
Great, well, thank you very much for giving us a quick summary of Autumn Moon Watch.
Thanks, Stuart.